You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy.
Welcome, welcome.
We are Mary Angela and
Nick.
Yes.
Always a pleasure to come into your home, your car, your headset, wherever you are. Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
So we say a particular hello to all the listeners of All Saints. So let's just take a moment now to settle ourselves, to breathe. Relax, perhaps light a candle, like a candle can represent hope, joy, and peace. And let us let the Holy Spirit in.
Yeah, today we have a crucifix and an icon of Mother Mary and Jesus. So,
yes. So, intentions for the month of August, we pray for ourselves, our families, and friends that they may hear the word of God and be inspired. We pray for the sick and all those who are suffering physically, mentally, and emotionally. We pray for peace in the world, especially the Ukraine, Middle East, and all the war-torn countries. We also pray for the refugees across the world, that they may find help and shelter.
And we also pray a big prayer for Canada and all our homes, because charity begins at home.
Yeah, and peace too. So finally, we also pray for the Pope's intentions for August, and it is for World Youth Day that's coming up it is this month in August. So for World Youth Day, we pray for the World Youth Day in Lisbon, that in Lisbon will help young people to live and witness the gospel in their own lives.
Yeah, and set their lives on fire with the Holy Spirit. So we start with the opening prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Jesus, we ask that you help each of us that we may always hear your word as it comes to us in the many areas of our lives. Help us to communicate your love to others that all may come to know you and be renewed in your love. We ask this through the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we were talking back and forth. We always say, what are we going to talk about this month? So we always have positive holy words. So we said, the topic for this month is the Holy Word of God.
We're going to talk about the importance of words, and especially the Word of God, of course. And we'll discuss words as in the power of words. We'll look at many words, many verses, phrases in the Bible, and especially looking at words that Jesus said.
Yeah.
So because he is the Word, became flesh, and dwelt among us.
And when you say that, that'll scare any demon away.
And by hearing the Word of God, may the Word of God become flesh in us.
Yeah. So, a little fun fact, there are over 700,000 words in the Bible.
That many, wow.
Yeah, we'd like to say them, but we only have an hour, so we can only have so much time.
That's right.
So, in this show, we will see the power of words and what they can do. Some words can hurt, but we will focus on the words that can heal. Some words can tear apart, but we will use words that will bring together. Some words can bring despair, but along with joy, we will try and spread lots of hope and trust in the Lord.
We'll also see how the Word of God brings order out of chaos, pardon and peace to those who are troubled, healing to those who are suffering in body and spirit, and hope to the fearful. The Word of God transforms the world. And may the Word of God become flesh in us, as we said before. So there are many words used in the Bible. There's the ones that are most used in the Bible are Lord, God, man, people, love, and Israel. Interesting that love is in there a lot of times. Yeah.
Another fun fact is the words "do not be afraid" appear 365 times in the Bible. So basically, it's one per day.
The first words in the Bible are
"in the beginning."
And the last words in the Bible
are "the grace of Lord Jesus be with us all. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Marianne, what is the definition of a word?
A word, the definition is a single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing used with others or sometimes alone to form a sentence. So, in a word, it's the elements that bring together a sentence, right? And the root of the meaning of the word comes from the old English word, which means speech, talk, utterance, statement, and sentence, in other words.
So before we start, because we like saying the power words, right? So we're going to share with you a lot of phrases in regards to when we say yes to Jesus, this is what will happen in our lives. So some words we'd like to recite are, I am alive. I am passionate.
I am grateful. I am a winner.
I am courageous. I am hopeful.
I am joy. I can laugh.
I am patient. I will be more humble.
I can do this. I can overcome.
And I will follow the Lord Jesus. So those are some power words and power phrases that we'll be reciting throughout the whole evening.
So let's move on to talk a little bit about the importance of hearing and listening to God's word. So when the sacred scriptures are read in church, or even if they're read by ourselves when we open the book of the Bible, God himself speaks to us, and he becomes present to us in his word when the words are proclaimed from the gospel. And these words, in general, from the general instruction of the Roman Missal, when we hear them at Mass, are set before us as a profound truth that we need to ponder and make our own, because it is the truth. The word of God is truth.
I just wanted to add to that, Maranja, the power of the word, the sacred word, is so important now, because we're in a time, there's so many, there's loud noises, there's loud commercials. Even the commercials, when they come, are louder, so the words are louder. So they deaden our mind, they can kill our spirit, and
it drowns out, right?
Yeah. So what we try and do in all our shows is to give you the Catholic perspective of positive words, phrases, affirmations, just to bring you closer to joy. Joy, and when you're joyful, you will be closer to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we found, words are so important.
Yeah, they're very powerful. They are.
And not only words, but the holy word of God.
Absolutely. And that is the main focus of our lives, right? To hear the holy word of God. So now the importance of hearing God's word. Well, there are many that read their Bibles purely as a matter of routine, right? Perhaps it's just a routine. And maybe even prayers are a routine, right?
Here's another thing Father Andre shared with us is, don't just have a Bible on the table. Have a Bible that's open on the table. So,
so that you can just go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, that's the next step, right?
Yeah, because when you see it open, you're kind of drawn to it. You say, oh, let me just read a verse, right? And that's really helpful. So, as I was saying, some read their Bibles just as a matter of routine, but listening to the Lord means more than that. It means meditating on His word until we receive it, through it, His message for us. So, and, you know, by reading God's word over and over again, we may think that we hear the same message, but each time we may find something new that means is meaningful to us, right? So thus alone can our minds be renewed, but the more we read and go through it and conformed growingly in the mind of Christ.
So speaking of words and phrases that Mariangela was just talking about, we're going to share some phrases and quotes in the Bible. So some of them are rejoice in hope, be constant in prayer, rejoice in the Lord always, ask and you will receive.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Fear not, for I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. So those are just a couple phrases, right?
Mm-hmm. These are some of the more, well-known phrases from the Bible,
and
right?
Here's another, I guess you'd call it the fact. These are the shortest Bible verses. Jesus wept, rejoice always.
Pray continually. Remember Lot's wife.
And those are just basically three or four quick phrases, like the shortest Bible verses.
So in continuing with the importance of hearing God's word, through listening to the word of God at Mass and when we hear, our pastor speak during the homilies or any priest during the homilies, we're able to draw closer in our faith in Jesus and develop a greater understanding of the life of Jesus. So the Mass is a shared celebration where our faith is nourished by the body and blood of Christ, just as it is nourished through listening to the Word of God.
So listening to God's Word is the definitive principle of Catholic theology. It leads to understanding and speech and to the formation of a Christian community.
Yeah, because when we go to Mass, we are in communion, right? We are gathered together to hear God's word.
Yeah, and we remember when we listen to scriptures proclaimed to us, we remember again who we are and who God has called us to be. Because when someone asks, who are you? You can simply say, I am a child of God.
That is right.
Very simple.
Yeah.
No confusion.
And we believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, right?
So true.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we were going to talk about the five reasons to read the word of God daily.
So the first reason to read the Word of God daily is that the Word of God teaches us about who we are. So as the holy inspired Word of God, the Bible helps us to answer the deepest longings of our heart. It teaches us that we're created in God's image. The Word of God teaches us that our identity does not rest on our social status, family situation, wealth, physical health or accomplishments. Rather, we are first and foremost defined by God's love for us. He is the one who gives us our identity and reveals to us the meaning of our lives. And as we said before, we are a child of God.
Yeah,
right? That's our identity.
And in Genesis it said, God made male and female in His image.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So always be proud to say that you are a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the next part is the word of God challenges us to be more radical.
Mm-hmm.
Radical, but we're supposed to be loving, humble, and well, sometimes we need to be radical, shake things up, you know, with so much corruption going on in the world. And we mentioned so much noise, social media, the, you know, different agendas out there? Are we being pulled to the right, pulled to the left? It's easy. It feels
we get confused.
Yeah, that's the key, right? Sometimes it's to confuse us, and we might even feel disheartened. At times, we might start to wonder whether holiness is even possible, right? And so what we try to do is stay close to the Lord. And how do we do that? Staying close to the Word of God.
Yes. And so we see that, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us an invitation and challenge Be perfect as your Holy Father is perfect. So that is a great challenge for us to become radical, right?
Yeah. And so I just want to share, sometimes words used in the Bible have a different meaning. They meant to say a different meaning. So in this case, when you hear the word perfect in the Bible, it doesn't mean to be perfect, the perfect 10. Mm-hmm. It means to be as complete as possible.
That's right. Because only one person can be perfect, and that is God.
Yeah. So we have some more words that represent Jesus and when he came to his ministry on earth. And at the beginning, he said, repent and turn to God, believe in the Gospels. He came. He was amazing grace. He showed us lots of humility.
We are to be obedient to him. He brings us awareness, right, of all the goodness that is in our lives.
Keep our eyes open.
We are to surrender to him.
Yeah. Another thing is silence, you know, the voice of God. Right?
Yeah. When we hear the voice of God, we should be silent. Yeah.
And in between the many words, the many words, we need silence, like to take it in.
Mm-hmm.
Other words that describe Jesus are sacrifice, forgiveness, mercy,
strength, courage, hope, peace, and of course, the divine mercy.
The divine mercy.
Yes, because he is so merciful.
So another way that we could, how we read the Word of God daily is the Word of God contains real spiritual power.
So perhaps we often struggle to believe this sometimes, that the Word of God is powerful, especially when, for example, we're going to Mass year after year, day after, or week after week, and it feels like we've heard the same story 1,000 times over and over again, right? But so often this familiarity breeds a contempt syndrome where we become lazy, right? Spiritually and intellectually lazy on our parts. Well, we've heard this before.
This
right?
is where the radical and the spiritual come in.
But the truth is that the Word of God is living and active, and the whole time of reading and studying will only begin to scratch the surface of the incredible depth and power that the Word of God has, right? So by cultivating a habit of daily reading and encountering the scripture, it helps to teach us this reality. And it reminds us that if we want to change our lives and even change the world, we need to begin by listening to what God says has to say to us.
Yeah. So the next part is the Word of God offers an antidote to the chaos of the world, which we just spoke about not too long ago. So the Bible enters into the messiness of the world, because in the messiness, there is a message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just as Jesus takes on the messiness of humanity. So reading the Word of God helps us with the uniquely Christian virtue of hope. Hope is both richer and less fleeting than optimism. Mm-hmm. Hope recognizes the journey.
Maybe, it's really difficult, right?
But it knows the destination is worth the pain. And the scriptures are there to teach us that, just like Jesus on his walk to Calvary.
Yeah.
So we're talking about words. And the fifth part is the Word of God helps us encounter the person of Christ.
Yeah. And then, so this is the fifth reason to read, why we read daily. So encountering the person of Christ. So the daily encounter of the word, written word of God helps us to better understand the living word of God in our prayer and in the Eucharist. We can't afford to forego one or the other. But combining both, we can approach God, Jesus in new and exciting ways. Like any good friend, he wants to listen to our needs, but he also wants to respond to those needs by sharing his heart. So daily immersion in the Word of God is one essential way, a doorway to that heart.
So speaking of words, these are words that we associate Jesus to. So we're going to say them. We're going to say them a little bit slow so you could savor every holy name of Jesus. So,
and the meaning of each name of God, of Jesus, right?
Savior, Redeemer, Bread of Life, Lord, Creator.
God, a Son of the Living God, Only Begotten Son, Beloved Son, Holy One of Israel, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace,
the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Head of the Church, the Almighty,
Alpha and Omega, Master.
We will share.
There's so much depth and meaning in each of these.
We
isn't
have
there?
50, and we'll say the rest throughout the show. So, you know, there's other words. Words can build, and they can also knock down. Mm-hmm. So, a case in point is the word breakdown. Don't have a breakdown, but have a
breakthrough.
So with some words that cause confusion and people get all not knowing where to go or confused, they build
walls. They can, it can build up walls.
But what should we do with our words? We should be peacemakers. We should be
bridge builders.
Yes. So some words can bring us down, but some words can make us feel
dynamic.
So, gossip. Gossip is another way that we use words. But what should we do?
We should break that gossip and let God's goodness in.
Yes. And so we use words. How do we use words, especially in our Catholic faith?
We use words to praise God, to pray, to sing. And when you sing, you pray twice,
twice. We proclaim.
We chant.
And very important about words is the silence, which we just shared, in between the words.
Yes.
Because it's kind of like we have to digest and silence.
And when you are silent, you can hear the whispering of God's voice.
Yeah. So, right? Joanne, I think every show we always bring that up because those are the words or the language of God is through silence to break through all that noise and stuff that's going on in the world.
And we've always recommended that you break your routine of life and go on a retreat because that helps you to build that silence around you so that you could hear the word.
And a retreat is about, the word retreat is not about giving up or falling back. It's about stepping back and letting the word of God in. We highly recommend it.
Really?
And if you can't take a 2-3 day silent retreat, start with a day.
Yeah.
And if you can't do a day, start with a couple hours.
Yeah. And our favorite place to go to is Manresa in Pickering.
In Pickering.
So look that up.
Yeah.
It's, you know, by the Jesuits, right?
If you're at work or something or at home, just like do like Jesus, disappear. Try to find, there's not too many mountains in Toronto where we live, but there's a lot of parks and forests and wilderness.
By the river, by the lake.
And there you can be silent.
A park.
Yeah,
you know?
You can read the word of God. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the word of God, or you could just,
go and pray the rosary.
Yeah. Oh, very true. Very true.
Yes. Okay, I want to share with you a prayer that we can say before reading God's word. And this is a beautiful prayer. Father, anoint me with your Holy Spirit so that as I read your eternal word, your word may penetrate my whole being and transform me. Grant me the blessing to be a faithful disciple in believing the word of God, that I may be a light shining upon all who are in darkness. Amen.
Amen. So at this moment, we're going to take a short pause so you can digest all the words that we've shared, a small musical break, and we will be right back.
Let me hear your words above all other voices, above all the distractions in this world. Let me hear your words above all other voices, above all the distractions in this world. For your words bring life, and your voice speaks promises. Lord, your
are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So welcome back, sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ. Some more names of our Lord and Savior Jesus are King of the Jews, High Priest, Prophet, Teacher, Emmanuel, Advocate,
Mediator, Judge, Chief Cornerstone, Author and Finisher of our faith, Lamb of God, Good Shepherd,
the Shepherd of Bishops and Souls, the Word, the Fountain of Living Waters, and the Rock.
So the power of words. One of the most amazing truths about life is revealed in Scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and that is Jesus, right? He is the Word. So God, he understands the power and importance of spoken words, and he demonstrates this by speaking our world into existence. So he created the world into existence, right? And my words are spirit and life, he says. Now, when we look at language, language can be a substitute, right, for the word. The language is not fixed. We are constantly adjusting it to our changing needs. The church, however, does not do paradigm shifts like, you know, language and words do, right? Jesus Christ, the Word, is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, even if our language changes. So that's an important point to make.
Yeah, so true. So our world has too much noise in today, and it's hard to hear things. And if we really are honest, each one of us could probably say that our hearts do also. When we do speak, let us be more attentive to what we are saying, why we are saying it, and how it affects others. Never forget that we receive the body and blood of Jesus on our tongues. Our tongues become the throne of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Word made flesh. Let us always speak about the words of goodness.
Yes, let us always do that.
So Jesus said some verses that Jesus spoke in the Bible. I am the truth, the way, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened.
Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. You know, to love your enemies. How are we supposed to love our enemies? Well, Jesus said so.
Yes.
You're not going to run and embrace them, but start in a simple way or whatever way you find helpful. But it's something that we always hear in homilies, right? Like to forgiveness, you know?
And speaking of forgiveness, this is a hard one sometimes too, is forgive and you will be forgiven, right? Sometimes we find it difficult to forgive, but we must forgive because if we want to be forgiven, we should also forgive, right?
Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So through all these words that Jesus has said, and through, you know, these, like the whole Bible, we see the truth spoken, right? And we see how Jesus and God brings us hope and peace. He's, you know, He's a, you know, as we were saying before, he creates order out of chaos. He brings hope out of the, you know, that, you know, we may be fearful, but he brings hope to us and trust, right?
Yeah, he just asks us to follow his example, follow the way of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So in whatever situation you're having in your life, in good times and not so good times, you always need to turn to him and follow him.
So when we may be feeling troubled, open the Bible, find, you know, a passage, because it can bring us peace and hope.
And Jesus, you know, because he is the way. So whenever you're lost, just turn to the way. Mm-hmm. He will guide you.
That good path
in your life. Yeah. So Jesus said many words. On the cross, he had the seven last words. And we'd like to share those with you now.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Truly, I say to you, you will be with me in paradise today. Isn't that what you want to hear when you're passing? You hear the voice of Jesus, you will be with me in paradise. So, but let's not wait to the last minute to have a deathbed conversion.
Yeah. Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother.
My God, why has thou forsaken me? Mm-hmm. And if we read in Psalm 21, it expresses the desolation he felt in his human nature. Here is Christ suffering. Here is another example of how we can join our suffering with Christ in the loneliest hours. It's very deep. So we suggest you read Psalm 22, verse 1, and it'll explain more why Jesus said that.
The fifth of the last words of Jesus is, I thirst. The sixth one is, it is finished. And finally,
Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. So we recommend you could take some time and look into those words. They're very powerful. The seven last words of Jesus. Now, speaking of seven is an example of completeness.
Yeah.
And Jesus seven times said, I am.
Wow, is that right? And so yes, where is this, where does he say I am?
The first, well, not the first, but these are the times Jesus said, I am. He said, I am the bread of life. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. The next one is,
I am light of the world. So then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
The door. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I think that's a little taste of heaven. Mm-hmm. If we say yes, or we look for Jesus on earth. Yeah,
so God is that door, right? Yeah. That we have to, like, he doesn't, often he's, what's that, you know, that's that painting where there's the doorknob.
On one side.
Yeah, only on one side. You know, we have to open the door.
Yeah, to let him in.
Yeah, to let him in, right? It's not as if he's coming to us.
He's waiting.
Yeah, he's waiting. We have to
He's there.
He's there just waiting for us.
We have to open the door.
Yeah.
Another instance, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. So always follow that good shepherd, that good leader, that good mentor in your life. Mm-hmm. You will not go wrong, especially if that name is Jesus.
The resurrection and life. So Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So do we believe this?
Yes, do we believe?
Yes, so, do we truly, truly believe?
You know, as much as we share like reflections, thoughts, and prayers, we ask you to step back and ponder, do an examination of conscience. You know, do I really believe some of these things, or how much do I believe it? Mm-hmm. Do I need work? Mm-hmm. Or is it like, oh yeah, I'm good. Yeah. You know, this is maybe just like a refresher.
Or do we just take it for granted?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Hopefully it's just, you know, a refresher and a boost to our lives. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. So Jesus is the core, the base, the rock. Right. So he's telling us something there. You know, he is the vine. And the last one, and probably one of the most powerful things that Jesus said is,
I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that's from John. He is so, he's like our, the source of our salvation, in other words, isn't he?
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
So we're going to share with you the last part of the names of Jesus. And we're going to say them. We're going to say them slowly so you can take them in. Messiah, true vine, branch, bridegroom, dayspring, the lion of the tribe of Judah,
the bright and morning star, the image of the invisible God, I am Son of God or Son of Man, carpenter, the way, the truth, and the life,
King of Israel and Christ. So we shared with you almost 50, maybe 60 different ways we can proclaim who Jesus is. And speaking of words, we just like to share, you know, in this world now, we hear a lot of language, words are changing. And being, you know, strong in life, the sanctity of life, we need to be careful on some of the words
that are used, right? Yeah. Because the word, certain words that are used can change or so, well, make you think that it changes the meaning, but
yeah. So here's a case in point. There's a lot of groups proclaiming it is a choice when in fact
it is a child in the womb, right?
Yeah. We hear that it is dying with dignity, but when in fact, it's euthanasia.
Yes.
We need to be careful. What road are we going down?
Right. As it's a slippery slope.
In Canada. And we pray that our prime minister, who is a Catholic, the Holy Spirit will enlighten him. And share.
Let him be filled with wisdom.
Yeah. And honor the sanctity of life. So as Christians, we are asked to proclaim the word of God.
We're also asked to be a witness and lead a life with Jesus at the center.
And our mission is to bring people to Jesus and ultimately heaven in salvation.
Yeah. And so we are to be committed to these things, right? So can I share another prayer? And this is a powerful prayer for the word of God. O Lord, our maker, redeemer, and comforter, we are assembled in your presence to hear your holy word. We pray that you open our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that through the preaching of your word, we may be taught to repent of our sins, to believe in Jesus in life and in death, and to grow day by day in grace and holiness. Amen.
Amen.
And another prayer that I wanted to share is a prayer that you can say before reading the scripture. And this is from John Chrysostom. O Lord Jesus Christ, open the eyes of my heart that I may hear your word and understand and do your will. For I am a sojourner upon the earth.
Beautiful. Amen. Amen. And so words, so these are the beautiful words we share at Pentecost, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, knowledge, understanding,
counsel, fortitude, piety, and reverence.
So we're going to have a little bit of fun. Speaking of words, words, language, you know, Jesus spoke Aramaic, was the spoken word.
Yes.
And then I think it was translated into Greek.
Greek, yes.
And then later on into English. And then,
well, Latin first, I think.
Latin.
Okay, and so then many, English, yeah.
Yeah, so there's many
and all the different
translations
of the world, right?
Of the word.
Yeah.
And we can...
For the longest time, Mass was said in Latin.
In Latin. So we're going to give this a try. We got some Latin phrases.
And these are well-known Latin phrases, I believe.
Yeah. So here we go. We'll give it our best shot.
Abemus papam.
Means we have a pope. In nome Padres, Filius, and Spiritus Sancti. Which is the Father,
and
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Agnus Dei qui tollis peccata mundi, which is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Beautiful. Corpus Christi, body of Christ.
Anima Christi is the soul of Christ.
And a powerful one is Sanctus, 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 which means...
holy, holy, holy.
And when something is repeated, not just in the Bible, but in our Catholic tradition three times, Jesus is trying to tell us something.
That's right.
Like when Jesus prayed and he told his disciples to breathe the Holy Spirit, he said it three times. So three times means attention.
Another one is Pater Noster, which is the Our
Father.
Yeah, we've also, I also wanted to share Ora Pro Nobis. And let me tell you a story. When growing up, our family would always gather together and to say the rosary, not in Italian, but in Latin. And the phrases I remember the most is the Ora Pro Nobis, which means pray for us. So during the litany, we would always repeat Ora Pro Nobis. Yeah, pray for
us. So Latin still stays with us.
It sticks,
you know, as when we were younger. So a lot of Masses still incorporate Latin throughout the parts of the Mass, which is fantastic, right? It keeps, you know, the tradition going. There's Caritas, which means charity
or
love.
There's Angeli, which are angels.
There's Veritas, which is the truth. We hear this during Mass. Mea culpa, mea culpa,
mea maximum culpa,
which means
my fault, my most grievous fault.
Which is just an act of humility, asking for forgiveness as we turn our ways to the Lord. And I like this one. This is was said. When Jesus, just before Calvary.
Yes.
When Pontius Pilate said, Ecce uomo.
Here
is the man. So
yeah.
Just a little bit of fun there with our tradition of Latin. So, wow, where's the time gone?
Mm-hmm.
The time just whizzed by. There's just so many minutes we can share with you and just so many words, thoughts, and phrases. We'd like to end the program with something very powerful we learned at a retreat years ago at Manresa. And Father Philip shared this phrase, be still and know I am God. And he shared it in a way where he simply took a few words away and it was still powerful.
Yes.
So we will start.
So much, because you can realize the depth of the meaning of that phrase, right?
And then we will mix it in with the Beatitudes. And yes, there is a connection here. So we will say the phrase and slowly take a couple words away. And we'll say it slowly, of course. So be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know I am.
Be still and know.
Be still.
B.
Wow.
So speaking of B, we need to have the right attitudes. Mm-hmm. So why not let us share the B attitudes, which are the wonderful words that Jesus shared. And this comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So that's what we are called to be, right? The Beatitudes, each of these, poor in spirit, mourning, meek, all of these things that were said.
Yeah, yeah, and following the path mm-hmm. of Jesus, the truth, mm-hmm. the way, and the light. So again, we'd like to thank you very much for being part of this hour.
Yes.
We were able to
share all these powerful words.
maybe you've heard them before. Maybe all you need to do is hear one word, one phrase, or one thought and go back, digest on it, pray on it, and, you know, become a witness and maybe proclaim. And speaking of word, we encourage, if you have that gift, to sing at church.
Yes.
Proclaim yes. the word of church. Mm-hmm. So if you think you have something, and just be at church, be a presence.
And remember that the word became flesh and lived among us, dwelt among us. And so we leave you and we say, may the word of God become flesh in us. And this is the last closing prayer. Lord, I do believe that you have spoken all that you have spoken and revealed. Help me to listen to you all the more and to cling to your every word. Jesus, I trust in you.
Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Thank you. So thank you, dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Christ, for, again, being part of this journey, bringing us the joy of Jesus in your life.
Until next time, we thank you. God bless.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.